With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. A decision in the Democratic Veep Stakes.
Presidential nominee Kamala Harris has selected Minnesota Governor Tim Walz as her running mate following several days of deliberations and vetting. Walz edged out Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro and U.S. Senator Mark Kelly of Arizona in becoming the vice presidential pick. GOP reaction is coming in. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis calling it the, quote, most left-wing ticket in American history, and accusing Walz of not doing enough to protect Minnesota during the 2020 protests over the killing of George Floyd.
Correspondent Jeremy House, Walz, Minnesota's governor for the past 5 years, among the most progressive of Democrats, often stressing the importance of equity and inclusion and our progressive values, as he puts it. Harris will appear with her running mate at a Philadelphia rally this evening, after which they will embark on a multi-state tour, a visit to battleground states. Also at SRNnews.com, Tropical Storm Debbie doesn't seem to be in any rush to go anywhere, and that's not good news for the southeast. The storm is dumping flooding rains across the region, including on the historic cities of Savannah, Georgia, and Charleston, South Carolina.
The maximum winds are down to 45 miles per hour. I think it'll weaken a little bit more here, or certainly not strengthen during the day. We expect the center to move out over the water, at least temporarily here off the Georgia and South Carolina coast, and then move back inland within a couple of days. So it could re-strengthen some.
The National Hurricane Center's Richard Pash, Debbie, blamed for 5 deaths, 1 in Georgia and 4 in Florida. Meanwhile, wildfires continue raging across California. On Wall Street this morning, stocks higher following yesterday's sell-off. The Dow is up 436 points. This is SRN News. A battle over religious expression at the Olympics.
Brazilian surfer Joe Chianca has been forced to remove an image of Christ from his surfboard because it violates the International Olympic Committee's ban on religious imagery. Critics point out that the Paris Games featured a parody of the Da Vinci Last Supper featuring drag queens, and the IOC didn't bat an eye. Meanwhile, a Brazilian skateboarder who won a medal used sign language to express her Christian faith on the podium. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Louisiana has some new pro-family laws, including some that had been blocked by former Democratic Governor John Bel Edwards. Now that Republican Jeff Landry has entered office, previously vetoed bills have been able to pass and become law. One new statute broadly bars teachers from discussing so-called gender identity and sexual orientation in the schools. In addition, the measure prohibits covering those topics during any extracurricular activity that students might take part in. This is SRN News. Well, in Nashville, baby was ready to arrive, and 911 was ready to help.
Emergency operator Caitlin Kramer got the frantic call on July 7th saying a woman was experiencing sudden labor. Kramer says her experience kicked in and she knew she had to help. She told bystanders what to do, and within moments she could hear the baby's wails over the phone. Kramer congratulated the mother and the people with her on a job well done. The joyful outcome was a highlight for the 911 operator, who says her job is often filled with sad and difficult calls. Keith Peters reporting.
Michael Bloomberg's charitable organization plans to donate $600 million to the endowments of 4 historically black medical schools. This follows last month's $1 billion Bloomberg gift to Johns Hopkins University in Baltimore. That means that most medical students there will no longer pay tuition. More details at SRNnews.com.